I'm Rob Schaff from the 34th Senate District, represent Buchanan and Platt Counties. I've been serving here in the Missouri Legislature for over 12 years now, and it's been obvious to me for a long time that our government often puts powerful special interests first and the people of Missouri second. It's not that the people running our government have bad or selfish intentions. People run for office because they have ideas about how to make our state work better, and they want to put those ideas into practice. But as soon as they run for office, they realize that they depend not just on the voters, but also on the special interests that fund political campaigns. They start attending fundraisers where they have to try and convince those interests' representatives to support them. Meanwhile, they are acutely aware that many of those special interests that have the ability to make contributions worth tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to their opponents, as they try their best to navigate this political landscape, they learn to stress certain of their views and downplay others. Also, they encountered issues that they hadn't really thought about, issues that everyday voters don't really focus on, but issues that certain special interests care about a lot. As they develop opinions about these issues, they have a strong incentive to side with the special interests. After these candidates make it into office, all of this only gets more intense. Not only do they have to worry about getting reelected, about keeping their jobs so that they can keep pushing for what they believe in, but if they want to accomplish what they came here to do, they also have to form alliances and curry favors with other office holders who, like themselves, depend on special interests to fund their campaigns, or at least not fund their opponents. These newcomers find out that certain ideas are simply non-starters. Everyone knows that these ideas won't go anywhere because every office holder who supports them will be sanctioned, and every office holder who opposes them will be rewarded. The more who break rank and try to do the right thing, the more funding will be available for those who don't. On top of everything else, office holders have all sorts of opportunities to get free stuff from lobbyists. Let's say it's dinner time. You don't really have the option to go home. You live hours away, and you just stay in Jefferson City during the session. If you want, you can buy or make dinner for yourself. Or you can accept an invitation from an industry group lobbyist to grab dinner and drinks with him and a few of your colleagues. He'll pay, of course. You take the invitation. Everyone's doing it, and you say to yourself, he may be paying, but I haven't agreed to give him anything in return. I'm above that. What you don't realize is that you will at least feel some goodwill toward the guy after he pays your way. Even if you don't want to, some part of you will feel a need to reciprocate, if only by taking his call next time he wants to talk to you about an issue. There are so many ways that those providing resources to candidates and office holders influence them, influence us legislators. It's inevitable. People will always come to serve, at least in some degree, those on whom they depend. That's why we have a system where people have to get votes in order to get into office. We want office holders to depend on the voters. Unfortunately, that system is failing. More and more office holders here in Missouri depend on people and organizations other than the voters. And we see the results in our public policy. Take, for example, the endless tax credits that we bestow on well-paying special interests. Or look at our healthcare system. It's come to be more about profits than about patients. Or ask small business owners, and they'll tell you that their voices are drowned out by those of unions and big corporations. That is why I introduced a new bill this morning, the Missouri Anti-Corruption Act, It's been given the number SJR 13. If passed by the legislature and then by the people, this bill would require full disclosure of all money spent on politics. It would prohibit politicians from accepting lobbyist gifts and lobbyist jobs. It would prevent secret coordination between candidates and PACs. And it would rework campaign finance laws to expand the role of small donors, freeing us from the need to rely on deep-pocketed special interests. To summarize, it would make elected officials more responsive to the people of Missouri. The people of Missouri want these reforms. The poll results are clear. All we in the legislature have to do is put this to a vote, and they will pass it. Article 1, Section 1 of the Missouri Constitution reads as follows: that all political power is vested in and derived from the people, that all government of right originates from the people, is founded upon their will only, and is instituted solely for the good of the whole. I hope that we in the legislature will use this as our guide, working to ensure that our government truly serves the people and the people alone.